That's all because of sin. Then, the exercise of death. Now, is death altogether bad right now? That's the question. Well, for the sinner, it is. It precludes every chance. It just simply removes every opportunity from him. Once a man dies, a woman dies, without the Lord Jesus Christ, that's it. That's finished. Nothing can be done for him, to him, about him, or her. That's the end. Every possible opportunity, every hope, has been forever removed. Brother Jennings, have you ever dealt with a man that you know is dying? Tell me, how did you feel about it? Especially if he doesn't let the Lord come in. Didn't you feel frustrated to the very core of your heart? I have, but praise God, I've had opportunities to lead men to the Lord just in the nick of time. The first one I remember was Mr. Stewart. You knew him, Brother Jennings. Gertrude's father-in-law. She was the one that asked me to go to see him. We were here, I don't know how long, a week. My wife and I went to see him. There you could see death upon a man's face. And I knew it was a desperate case. We witnessed it. My wife did more witnessing than I did at that time. She generally doesn't let me do it, but that time she did. Well, the Lord blessed her testimony. It'll make a bit of difference. At about 4 o'clock, the man received the Lord and let Jesus come into his heart. By 7:30, he was dead. That's it. That's in the nick of time. But it doesn't always happen that way. Oh, yes. But for the sinner, I've talked to men who knew they were dying and who knew they were lost and knew that death was imminent, and they would steel themselves against the mercy of God. And you know, when you go out of a room like that, unless you've had the experience, you'll never know how utterly helpless and frustrated you feel. You can do nothing. If it only were given unto us to pull a man across the line, we'd gladly do it. I know I'd be out all day and all night until I'd drop with exhaustion. I wouldn't mind how exhausted I'd be, as long as I could bring a man or a woman across the line to a point of salvation. But unfortunately, well, I shouldn't say unfortunately, God knows the reason why. We cannot do it. It's not in our power. That's it. Now let's take a look at it from the Christian side. Is death to be considered such an awful thing? No. It's an enemy, yes. But let me tell you, dear ones, death is not an event. Death is a person, the angel of death. Satan, we read that in Hebrews, with the power of death, that is the devil. Now remember, death is not an event. It happens as an event, but it isn't an event. And death very often becomes the unwilling agent in the case of Christians. First of all, death proves to be a blessed removal. In Isaiah 57, let me read to you our text, and there it is, the Old Testament prophet. The first verse, he says, "The righteous perisheth." Now the word perish here does not mean in a sense lost. It simply means he's removed by death. "The righteous perisheth, and no man layeth it to heart. And the merciful man," the Hebrew word for merciful means a man of grace, or who has been saved by grace. "The merciful men are taken away, none considering that the righteous is taken away from the evil to come. He shall enter into peace," is what the word says. The righteous are taken away from the evil to come. Believe you me, dear ones, with what's coming ahead of us, fortunate are those whom the Lord takes away. I mean believers. Now I'm talking entirely about believers. To them it's a wonderful removal. They wouldn't want to be here and see what's going on. And God, in his marvelous, matchless grace, removes them. Now, it also passes on to a blissful rest. In Revelation 14, 13, John said, "I heard a voice from heaven saying," right? "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord." Now remember the prepositional phrase, "who die in the Lord from henceforward." Oh yes, why? Because they enter into rest. Their works do follow them. That's the wonderful thing. It means rest. For for the child of God. And then notice it provides for a beneficial release from pain and from agony. I'm sure I told you about my experience there in Ituzaingó, South America, about that those two men, the blind man, Emil Guzman and Joseph Kochmarov, who was paralyzed completely from the neck down. His hands were like broomsticks, so were his feet. All he could move was his head. The rest was paralyzed. Completely immobile. He had to be fed, he had to be cared for during the daytime. They had to put a mosquito netting over him because of the flies. And that part of Argentina, those pesky flies, they never die, they never leave because there's not enough cold. And I remember when I met that man. For 5 minutes, I didn't know what to say when I first met him. But praise God, I had the joy of leading that man to the Lord, the blind man as well. The blind man already knew me from the distance. You know, when a person loses one of the senses, the others develop more. So by sound of my steps, or by the sound of my voice, he knew me from the distance. And I used to say, Emil, how are you? He'd always say in Yiddish, Geloibtze Gott. That means praise God. Well, that's a good way of greeting. And it was he who had taken the tracts in Yiddish and gone, you know, with his stick to find Kochmarov, who could read. And between the two of them, he said they had one good part of a body, and they both got the message as that cripple read. And when Emil held them with his tracts with his hands, oh, the whole story here once tore me to pieces. When he told me what they had done. But I want to bring up to this. Here was that man, completely paralyzed, living in constant discomfort and pain and anguish, languishing there, deprived of everything in life. One day when I met my friend Emil, I said, Emil, how are you? Same answer, praise God. I said, how's our friend Joseph? And I'll never forget as his head shut up as though to look with his sightless eyes into heaven, and he said, well, Brother Glass, last night, God in his great mercy, you should hear that in Yiddish, that would just touch you. You know, each language has its own way of expression. God in his great mercy broke the chains of paralysis for our brother and took him home to himself. Now, this is what I mean. Death came as a welcome agent and unwillingly had to break the chains of his paralysis.